Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
We continue our division by division NFL preview as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week we are ordering up the AFC East. D, you were 2-2. I was 1-3 last year because I mistakenly believed in the Jets. Yeah,
COVID.
That was last year. This is this year. We'll see if lupus is high on my list this year. But from 4-1, what do you got, D?
All right. So first up, I kind of went back and forth on this, but I'm gonna go with the Dolphins.
Oh,
I just think it falls apart this year. From what I've heard, it's a country club down there. The players come and go and do whatever they want. You know, you can't count on Tua's health. They got three running backs who are very good, but they don't have one guy that's going to be the guy. You know, how long could Tyree keep it going? How long could Waddle keep it going? So I think the Dolphins fire Mike McDaniels, and they don't get going. Number three, I've got your New York Jets. The New York Jets, I think they do enough to hover around 500. I think Justin Fields will be good. The defense will be good. Garrett Wilson will be good. They're good. They'll be a good team. Not a great team. They'll hover around 500. Flirt with wild card. Number two, I've got the Patriots. I think Vrabel's going to really turn things around there. They're going to be running the ball. I think their quarterback takes a step forward. I think May is the real deal. I think defensively, they're going to be more ferocious on defense. Vrabel is a defensive guy. He doesn't take any nonsense. And I think he's a good coach. I think he'll coach them, you know, to 10 wins. And number one, I've got the Bills. You know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. They've been on top for a while now. I mean, unless something serious happens to Allen, I've got to imagine that they're going to be in first place again.
You can't go wrong with those picks, and I think we learned our lesson on Buffalo last year. Like, we both thought that they were going to be less than. We really thought that they were not going to be where they needed to be, and yet there they were at the end of the year. So it's one of those things that looks can absolutely be deceiving. Fourth place. This is tough. This is a tough one. Because the Patriots got better. I don't know how much better. Like, we're going to figure it out. The Jets got better. How much better? I don't know. Like, I can... There, part of me can put either the Dolphins, the Patriots, or the Jets in last place. There's really a lot... Not a lot of difference here. Hate to say it, I'm going with the Jets in last.
Oh!
I'm going with the Jets in last. I don't think they have enough. I really don't. They're on the way. I don't think they're there yet. They're not a terrible team. They're also not a great team. And I think the other teams got better. Third place, I'm with you. I'm on the Dolphins. The Dolphins, this is the year that it happens, right? But here's the difference. here's why they're in third and not last. And you're going to think I'm fucking crazy. I think that Tua goes down, and I think Zach Wilson actually finally balls out. I think he finally does it.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think you're crazy.
They'll give him a chance. They're going to give him a chance.
And it's a good system. It's a good system for him.
Yeah.
Remember, McDaniels was with the 49ers when Zach Wilson got drafted, and they probably really wanted him. And he'd probably been like Brock Purdy in that fucking offense.
And Zach Wilson's got a cannon, and he's going to throw to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
And beat the Jets.
Always beating the Jets. Always definitely beating the Jets. But I think, you know, they're not good enough. It's just not a good enough situation. But I think they're going to be better than the Jets this year. And Zach Wilson is going to ball out. I can see your scenario where Mike McDaniel gets fired. Like, all the wheels come off. The inmates run the asylum, and then Mike McDaniel gets canned. I can totally see that happen. But I can also see Zach Wilson keeping this sucker afloat. So that's a scenario, I think. Dolphins in third. Second place, process of elimination. I'm going with the Patriots. I think Ramondre Stevenson is a good running back. They have Antonio Gibson. They have some guys. If Ramondre Stevenson can get the ball security issue down, he's one of the best running backs in the league.
I think they drafted a guy, too. They drafted a running back.
Yeah, but he's got some fumbling problems. Like, as good as Stevenson is, he can't hold on to the goddamn football, and that's a problem.
I wouldn't draft him.
You bring in... You have Butte. You have Kendrick Bourne. You have Mac Hollins. You have Pop Douglas. You have Hunter Henry. You have Austin Cooper. You're loaded. I didn't even get to Stephon Diggs yet. And then you bring in Stephon Diggs. Now, Stephon Diggs can either be a buoy or he can be an anchor. Mike Vrabel is going to make sure this guy's a buoy. But come hell or high water, hook or by crook, whatever he needs to do, whatever Mike Vrabel needs to do to get Stephon Diggs on board, he's going to. And I think they are going to be a playoff team next year. I think that the Patriots have done enough. Number one, you know it. I know it. You can't bet against the Buffalo Bills. We tried last year. It didn't work. This is the year. This is the year for them. It's got to happen this year. If not now, when? You have Shakir. You have Elijah Moore. Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, you'd have Cook, you have the rejuvenated defense, you brought in Joey Bosa for whatever that's worth. This is the year. This is when you got to make your move if you're Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean and Josh Allen. This is it. Now is the time. Shit or get off the pot, as my mom used to say, or still says, actually, from time to time. But I think this is the year that the Bills take it to the next level. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ. And let us know who you got in the AFC East. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we break down the NFC North.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.